Welcome to Pen and Paper. This is Susan Crosby. This is the first podcast for Pen and Paper. This podcast is all about authors and books, for the love of books. So I wanted to create a podcast where authors could come on and tell us about their book. I want to learn about them as an author and what their inspiration is, how they got into writing, and for them to share their book that they've written with us. Maybe read some of their book a little bit, or some quotes. And then I'll be asking kind of a fun interview questions at the end of their favorite things. So I am a new author, and as a new author, I found it surprisingly difficult to market my book by myself. I am not a marketing expert, and so I created a podcast where authors can come on and share their books with listeners. So that's what this is all about. It's a forum for authors to share, you know, their new books with you. So I am a new author. My first book was published in January of this year, 2019. It's called My Heart Book. It's a nonfiction book. It's really actually a tool to use for heart failure patients. I have heart failure, so I wrote a book for patients to keep track of their information, such as blood pressure and weight and blood sugars. I really believe this book is really important for a lot of patients because it helps keep accountability. So heart failure patients need to keep track of these things. If you're going to be an active participant in your care and you want to live a full life with heart failure, you need to keep on top of your symptoms, because things can get away from you really quickly. And I know, because it has for me. So, so I created a really comprehensive book that had everything I needed in it. And there are a lot of books out there that don't. They just have like blood pressure. So I wanted to include everything in one place, so I didn't have different sheets of paper with information on it that I had to carry to the doctor. So it's one small book. You fill it out, takes 5 minutes, and I can take it right to the doctor and share my information with them. So my inspiration behind that was that I used to be a healthcare educator. I got sick. I fell down at work and suffered a traumatic brain injury, which actually was misdiagnosed as Parkinson's disease. And I wouldn't find out 9 years later that I did have this brain injury. So I had to leave my job, and then I got diagnosed with congestive heart failure. So I've been struggling with heart conditions since 2013 and have survived life-threatening arrhythmias. So I haven't been able to teach like I love teaching, and I haven't been able to do that. So I found a different way to teach through this book. I was going to teach healthcare community classes, but I have never really got that off the ground. So, but when I developed the curriculum, I wanted to my students who were in the class to have something to take with them that they could use instead of just a bunch of information that they took a class, a great, throw it in a closet, and they never look at it again. So I wanted a book that they could take with them and use. So that's how My Heart Book was created. So it's not really a book for learning about heart failure. I'm not a doctor, and I'm not, I'm a patient. And this is not a substitute for medical information. It's just a tracking book. So if you want to, you know, patients want a book about learn about heart failure, American Heart Association has a lot of good information. And so I really recommend that site. So that was my inspiration behind the book. And also, another inspiration was my healthcare providers. I took all the content from the book is exactly what they would ask me when I would either call on the phone, go to the hospital, or go to the clinic. And these are questions that I just wasn't prepared to answer. And so I created a book so I could answer them. So, and also in the book, I put in a gratitude section because it's really important, I believe, when you have a chronic illness to find things to be grateful for. It's so easy to get caught up in the negativity of your illness, and finding things to be grateful for, it really brings, well, gratitude equals joy, really is what it is. So, and I think everyone should be doing gratitude. If you can find something to be grateful for every day, that would be great. I want to write it down. Of course, I'm an author, so I'm going to write it down, but so that was my nonfiction heart book. I have another book that I did called Up North, and I'm really excited about this book. And it's kind of a memoir of my time. I used to grow up I grew up in Minnesota. On a summer, we would go to our cabin up north. So this is my kind of ode to my time in Minnesota. I now live in Oregon, but my time spent up at my cabin up north. So I'm going to read a little bit about that. This is part of the first chapter. When I close my eyes, I'm sitting on the dock in the early morning, the lake quiet and still. I watch as my red and white bobber floats nearby, attached to my bamboo pole, looking intently for any dip. There's a loon singing, swimming in the distance, disappearing into the water. Wondering where he'll surface, I look back at the bobber. One dip, wait for it, two dips, then down. I yank my pole. Hello, little perch. It flops around in the dock as I free him from the hook and throw him back into the water. I grab a slimy minnow from the bucket, throw my line back in, and repeat. The early morning on the lake is peaceful, just the sound of the waves hitting the shore, the loon singing. Soon the lake will come alive with summer speedboats, water skiers, and music from the resort down the beach. I open my eyes back to reality. So that was my book for that, Up North. So it's a short story memoir, and you can find that. It's an ebook on Amazon. And so those are my two books so far. I've never been a writer. I went to college to be a teacher. So that's what I have been doing. But when I had a brain injury, and this is just my opinion, I don't know for sure, but sometimes when parts of the brain don't work anymore, other parts of the brain kind of fire up. And I think that's kind of where I got my writing inspiration, because I've never been a writer. I don't know anything about writing, really. I just enjoy writing. It's a hobby of mine now, and I think it's actually kind of therapeutic for me. So, so that's kind of my writing story. I don't have a long writing story, but I really enjoy writing, and I love reading, and I love books. So the next part of the section of the interview is favorites. So I'm going to say my favorites, and then as we interview authors, I'm going to ask what their favorites are. So my favorite color, red. My favorite food, pizza. All pizza, definitely pizza. My favorite book. I don't really have a favorite book. I like mystery novels. I've been reading a lot of Lisa Jackson. So my favorite concert I went to was Prince. I went to Prince and the Revolution in high school. I grew up in Minnesota, so that was a big deal. My favorite vacation spot is Hawaii. And my favorite thing to do for fun is I love going to the beach and spending time with my golden doodle, Daisy, and my family. So those are a little, some things about me that are kind of fun. But I live in Portland, Oregon. And so, yeah, I'll be the host for the podcast, and I'm excited to get this journey started, and I hope you'll keep listening. I'm still working on my pen and paper website, but you can find my books on Amazon.com or AustinMcCauley.com. And they will, that's my heart book. You can go to my website, www.susancrosby.org, for more information and to learn about me. I also have another podcast called Healthcare University. So go ahead and listen to that. It's all about, healthcare and health information. So that's also something I'm doing, which I really enjoy. So stay tuned and leave a review if you would like, and follow this podcast. Thanks.